Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
Yes, I was talking with Jay and he called and asked me to call him back.
Okay, so this is a call center. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. Are you calling about something you've ordered?
No, it's a dispute over.
Did you miss out? I'm just not sure. You'd have to speak with the speak with me first because I have answered. I'm not sure who Jay is. We have over 200 operators here.
All right. I was disputing a call, and he asked me to call back and try to put the credit card dispute person and your representative.
May I have your zip code?
Let's see if I can. Arthur L. Prescott. 12397 Tioga.
What is the zip code?
91710.
Thank you. One moment.
I've gone over this at length with this other person.
I understand. One more moment.
Maybe there's notes that can help you.
Okay. I do see your name here, but would you verify your address to make sure I have the right account pulled
12397 Tioga Court, Chino, California, 91710.
Okay. I do see the order here. One moment. Okay. Yes, sir. I do see that you're going to call back with the financial institution on the phone with you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mr. Prescott. Okay. So I do see where you have the KitchenAid, the mixer that you were trying to win. Is that the product you were calling about in the campaign? Is it also where you entered the membership, where you joined the shopping club?
I didn't know I was joining any shopping club.
Okay.
And I'm disputing the charge for that.
Okay.
I've already disputed it.
Okay.
But
so go ahead.
Somehow he wanted me to call and put a three-way call with it. Credit card company. I called them and they said I'd already been reimbursed for the by them for the charge.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't seem to be willing to make a three-way call, so I don't, and I explained that to Jay, but I don't know why he called me back about an hour ago or about half hour ago.
Okay. I believe he was just trying to follow up with you because he has a mention on here about the bank calling on the three-way as well. So if you have already, if they're not going to call back in, and you filed a dispute, the company will not allow us to proceed. They've closed the account, so they won't bill you anymore.
Okay. I think he was going to take the charge off completely if the credit card company was amenable to that.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest thing I would think would be for your company just to delete the charge, and then there would be nothing to dispute.
Right, but if you've already filed a dispute, that's where he was had a standstill. did you file a dispute or not?
Yes, I did. Earlier today.
And what, did you cancel it when you called them back the second time?
I didn't cancel this dispute, no.
Okay. So that is the dilemma here. When the dispute is pending on the financial institution side, they are to call back in to notify the company that they've dropped the dispute so that we can proceed when working with you to resolve your issue.
Well, I guess we can't do that at this point then.
Okay. Well, we'll note, yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Exactly. But the account is closed. You won't be charged anymore.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.